designer. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Spiritual Growth Academy. Also welcome back all of my podcast listeners on Life Unapologetic with Athena. I'm super excited to be back for episode 3 of our 7-part series called Destiny's Purpose, 7 Keys to Aligning with the Holy Spirit. We have been going at this thing, and I have definitely tried to be consistent. We know that we did Book of Destiny, which I think that was like a four episode series on Facebook and the podcast. And then we are now doing this 7-part series or 7-episode series. And I'm really excited about going after purpose. That is, listen, I am going hard for purpose, and not so much just the word purpose, but I'm going hard after learning from the Spirit of God on what my purpose looks like to be walked out practically. What is the structure of it? What are the components of it? That vehicle that I'm to use to do the work in the earth and partner with the Holy Spirit on. And so that's kind of where this series came from. And you know, it's my heart to try to help others who follow me and who listen to find practicality for your purpose so that you can walk it out. I will say that one of the hardest parts of purpose is consistency and really going after it when you don't feel like it. Today is one of those days. Can I just be real and transparent? I don't feel like recording, but Holy Spirit did challenge me to do the 7 series in 7 days for the week. So that doesn't mean that I just get to do these videos and post them when I want. They need to be consecutive. And so I have really tried hard to be obedient to that and to be consistent, because I really want to walk in my purpose. I really want the service and products that God is blessing me to develop to come forth and for me to be able to live that quality of life, because every day that I operate in purpose, it adds quality to my life. And so without further ado, I definitely want to pray us in and then we can jump into the topic. So Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the platform. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the clarity that you're given so that we can both identify and walk in purpose, so that we can have practical steps on what that looks like. Holy Spirit, we ask that not our thoughts, but yours, not my words, but your words. Let your anointing flow over the airways, Father God, so that we can take dominion back over the airways, so that we can defeat the principality Apollyon, Father, that is over the airways. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would forgive us for anything that we may have done that may hinder us from hearing your voice or feeling your spirit. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. We'll be so careful to give you the glory, praise, and adoration that is due your name. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. So the last 2 episodes, we looked at meditating on the Word of God and the importance of carving out and creating some quality time to really spend time with the Holy Spirit. And more importantly, spend time with the Holy Spirit in the Word of God, intentionally looking for direction and revelation, right? And then we looked at yesterday, or for the podcast listeners last week, we looked at being sensitive to the Spirit of God, being sensitive to Holy Spirit. And we talked about how in order to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, it went back to that quality time that we carve out to meditate on the Word of God. We looked at Psalms 1 that said, meditate day and night on the Word of God. And based on that direction, there was a promise, right? We were not to hang out with certain characters or put ourselves in certain situations. And then after making sure that our lifestyle doesn't feed into some of these worldly areas, then we were to begin to incorporate meditating on the Word of God. And that looked like practically as reading the Bible in the morning and in the evening. Very simple, right? And then there was a promise that came from that. Then we looked at being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, which was second to reading the Bible day and night, or once in the morning, once in the evening, but also spending time specifically with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, during those two time slots. Something I love to do outside of the SGA corporate prayer 3 days a week is have my own quiet time in my prayer room, right? And then once I do my quiet time in the morning and read one chapter of Proverbs, depending on the day, for instance, today is the 14th, I would read chapter 14. I have been trying to develop the habit of doing my studies in the evening. And that's where I will read a book, or I'll break down the chapter that I read maybe in the commentary, and just go a little bit deeper in study, a little bit more in depth, and see what the Holy Spirit gives me as it relates to continuing to walk forward in purpose. And so that brings us to our third episode today. Our topic is willingness to wait for God's timing. Are we willing to wait on God's timing? Is everything by our timing? You know, one thing that I've realized as I've been chasing really hard after purpose is that nothing's going to happen in the time frame that I want it to happen per se. And my focus can't be on my timing. My focus has to be on, Father, am I doing the things that you are calling me to do today, in this day, in this hour, in this minute? Am I doing what you're calling me to do? You know, just to be very real and transparent, my daughter's in the hospital. Hit me like a ton of bricks today. And we're getting her transferred, and there's some stuff going on. And I could have used that as a cop-out, right? To not do my recording today, a cop-out to not be present in what I have committed to do alongside the Holy Spirit. But here I am recording because I want this season of my life to be different. I want this time of going after my purpose to be different. And that means that I have to do the work. That means that things that can be used as excuses, if they're not 100% valid, they shouldn't be used. You know, if we can do the work, even though life happens, then do the work, right? If we can do the partnership, even though life happens, do the partnership, because that's where we're going to yield a return. That's where we're going to see the fruits of our labor come back to us. You know, the enemy always tries to manipulate us to find excuses or find ways out or find reasons why we can't this, that, or the third. So I want to encourage you to press into your purpose and press in with consistency, press in with discipline. Today in our corporate prayer, it was really geared and focused towards, based on the Holy Spirit, about guarding and fighting the thoughts in our mind and protecting our mindset and protecting our thought patterns today, and really taking authority over our thoughts and causing everything that was contrary to what God said for us today, or what God said about us today, or what God said for us today, anything that rose up today contrary to that, we were to practice holding those thoughts captive. Right. And so, you know, the enemy said, well, you need to go with your daughter. She needs to know that you're supporting her. You should be there from this stage to this stage to this stage. The devil is a lie, because my daughter knows I support her. She knows that I love her, and she knows that I'm going to be by her side at the opportune time when that time presents itself. If she's being transferred from an ER, it makes no sense for me to be there for the transfer. She's not critically ill, although she is ill. I'm not devastated. She's not devastated. We have faith and everything is going to be okay. So let me press towards the mark of the high calling. Let me press in to the work that God has for me to do. And then when it's time for me to be present as mom, I'm going to be there present as mom and everywhere in between. So I hope that encourages someone who may feel like purpose is just, is just difficult. It can be, because the enemy is going to create difficulties or divergence to try to get us off track. Today, the topic that we're looking at is willingness to wait on God's timing. And something I wanted to look at based on willingness to wait on God's timing is Chronos versus Kairos time. Chronos versus Kairos. Now, there's some Greek words in here that I cannot pronounce, y'all, so I am going to spell them out, and you can look them up in your commentary, on your Blue Letter Bible, or in your Strong's Concordance. But the ancient Greeks had two words for time. They had Chronos. In the Greek, it's spelled X-P-O-V-O-S. And they had Kairos. In the Greek, it's spelled K-A-I-P-O-S. Kairos is an ancient Greek word meaning the right or opportune moment, while Chronos refers to chronological or sequential time. I love this, you guys, because it really shows us two different forms of time. What I love about this so much is that it shows us a natural form of time, chronologically or sequential or chronologic, which is Chronos. In the natural, we go by Chronos time. We go by minutes, hours. We go by days, weeks, months. But in the spirit, there's Kairos time, which is on a timeline of eternity, which it has no beginning and it has no end. It's a continuum of the will of God. I love the fact that God, as we tap deeper into him by meditating on the Bible, by reading the Bible day and night, that he begins to give us access, whether it's through a teaching, whether it's through a book, whether it's through a dream or a vision or an intuitive thought that drops. He gives us access into Kairos time, things that can only be found in the spiritual time realm or time frame. And so while Chronos refers to chronological or sequential time, Kairos, as we said, signifies a period or season, a moment of indeterminate time in which an event of significance happens. While Chronos is quantitative, Kairos is qualitative or excellent or permanent nature. What I love about what's going on and what I feel in the spirit, and the reason why I feel like God really has me going about and after destiny and purpose, but also teaching it as I go and as I figure it out, is because we're in a dispensations, we're in a Kairos point in time that God is looking to release deeper things onto his people. He's looking to give us some strategy and some blueprints to get us from the mundane activities of life. If you are where I have been, it's wonderful that we have a job. It's wonderful that we can provide for our families. It's wonderful that we have nice things. It's wonderful that we can go on vacations, but there has to be more. And what does that more look like? When we think of our relationship with God, and not thinking of it based on works or thinking of it based on, well, if I do this or if I do that, then I'm save, or, you know, I'm closer to God, or I'm earning my way into heaven. But if we look at it from a perspective of legacy, if we look at it from a perspective of opportunity, are we in a position to experience and walk in the Kairos time of God? Are we in a position to be able to walk simultaneously in Chronos, natural time, as well as Kairos, eternal time? Are we ready for events or significant events to happen based on the timing of God and the will that he has for our lives? While we live our day-to-day lives in Chronos, our sequential time, I believe that our spirits are awaiting the Kairos of God's spirit. I truly believe that, you know, we're made up of three parts. We have our flesh, we have our soul, which is connected to our five senses, hearing, sight, touch, smell, taste, and our thoughts, right? And then we have our spirit, which is seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, that's the component of who we are that is made in his image. And so there's this constant journey and process of fusing those three together, because there's always this tug of war. And so I believe in this time, God is really looking for us to be expectant for Carol's times of his spirit. This is why yesterday was being aware of the spirit of God, because if we're aware of his spirit and we interact with his spirit and we know when his spirit is present or when his spirit is unctioning us or calling us or wooing us to do something or leading us to do something, then we will have an easier time at walking in the Carol's times of God's spirit. So that is to say that as we diligently, and this goes back to quiet time, engage in our day-to-day lives, we should practice simultaneously attempting to tune our spirit to anticipate and recognize the carols of God's spirit. What does that look like practically? That looks like that while our day may get busy and while we may have a million tasks to do for our employer and we may have a million tasks to do when we get home for our family, that we have to find a way to have pockets of time that we are meditating on God, that we are anticipating something of God. I've said it before that I love to speak in my heavenly language throughout my day, because it's a way that A, I connect spiritually with the Father, and B, that I exercise using my gift of speaking in a foreign tongue to the enemy, to the Father. It's one way that I can be expectant and that I can feel prepared or aware of his spirit. And so essentially the carols of the Holy Spirit is the opportune moment when we sense that he is present, he is speaking, or he is guiding or advancing us in a tangible, meaningful way towards a rich, full and abundant life. And I think I talked about this yesterday, that some practical ways that I have learned to feel the Spirit of God, or to know or be aware or be a sensitive to Holy Spirit, is the heaviness or the singing in my mind where I hear, you know, a heavenly song being heard, or I can smell, like this morning during corporate prayer, as I went in my prayer room to prepare for the call, I smelt this really sweet smell. And, you know, there's not much sweet smells in my closet anywhere. In my prayer closet, my candle was sealed. So I believed it was the Spirit of God, because I was using my spiritual sense of smell, and everything we do is in faith. And then second, I enjoyed the fact that I could smell a sweet fragrance of the Lord in my prayer closet. So that was an opportunity where I was able to sense the presence of the Holy Spirit by being both in the natural, but also using abilities in the spirit. And it does take some practice, and it does take some coaching, which is why the Spiritual Growth Academy, shameless plug, exists. But it is possible. So while the carols of Holy Spirit, or the divine timing of Holy Spirit, is a beautiful thing to experience, like I did this morning, it is not where most of us or much of our lives are lived. It just isn't. Even so much to the point where I wanted to hold on to that. One thing that I do in prayer is I'm intentional. And the practical way that I'm intentional is I take a pad and pen in my prayer closet. And so on the pad of paper, before I start petitioning or worshiping or just meditating or sitting quiet, I'll write words from God and then the date, because I'm being intentional with expectation that the Spirit of God is going to speak to me. And then I'm activating that belief intentionally by writing down in pen that he's going to speak on this day. And so when I experienced that fragrance, I wrote down the fact that I experienced that fragrance, because it is so true that while it is beautiful to experience the Spirit of God and to know when he's present and to feel his presence or to smell his presence, that the majority of our lives, we don't have those experiences. And I was listening to a good friend, her podcast, Blessed and Bossed Up, and she was saying how it is the experiences in life that continue the process of the growth of our brain, or the evolution of our brain, our thoughts, our mindset, our perspectives, our perception, right? Our habits, our ways. And so the more that we experience, the more capacity we grow to be able to take things in. Capacity is how big something is to receive something. And I don't know about you, but I want my mental and spiritual mindset and capacity of such to grow exponentially every day. I don't never want to not experience God. I don't never want to have a corporate prayer meeting and not experience God. I never want to have a prayer alone by myself and not experience God. And so this morning before corporate prayer, I was tossing and turning before it was time to get up and prepare. And I wanted to know, like, God, what are we going to talk about? What are you going to say? I just wanted to be prepared because I'm an A personality, and not knowing was really giving me some anxiety. And so God, the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, began in the 12th hour to really have me focus on the fact that I had a battle going on in my mind. And so I began to look at scripture and develop a prayer for that morning's corporate prayer regarding the battle of the mind. And what was so beautiful experiencing, once again, we're looking at Kairos and Chronos time of God, that I experienced the Kairos time of God's Spirit, is because I did the prayer. Then Holy Spirit gave me a spiritual warfare devotional or declaration to share with the academy, the women in the academy on the call, which align with battling of the mind and how to do that effectively. And then I went to do some schoolwork, and it was on taking and exercising authority over our mindset. And so that was revelation and confirmation that I was in real time experiencing the Kairos time of Holy Spirit. I pray that helps you practically to know when you actually are experiencing or interacting with the Spirit of God. So that would be that Chronos, as we know, Chronos is more natural. It's more sequential. It's more chronological. The often long stretches of sequential time that can seem quite mundane as we go through Chronos time, because it is the way that we have always operated in life. It is more readily available to us. It's more recognizable to us. So it becomes a mundane process or interaction of our lives, our day-to-day activities, our jobs, our ins and our outs of our routines. These make up the share of our existence, right? It makes up the Chronos times within our day. And oftentimes it leaves no true experience to increase the capacity or the more for God, let alone the desire for purpose. All the same, there is a tension that many of us experience amid our ordinariness, right? There's a tension. There's something missing. There's a need. There's a pull among our day-to-day activity in seemingly an absurd or self-contradictory way. I believe that this is also by God's design. I believe that we weren't created to plow and tend the ground. We weren't created to go through these mundane activities. But I believe that because we are made in God's image, in His likeness, because He breathed breath into our bodies, that there is always going to be a part of us that is going to want more. It never fails. Nothing ever sustains us in the natural. There's always a need for something else. You see it in the cell phones. Apple, they come out with a new cell phone every 6 months, and everyone has to have it. And it doesn't even have features. It may have a new color or a shape or a new camera lens, but for the most part, it does the same function. You see it in cars. There's always the newest, latest, greatest car that we have to have. And so we find ourselves in Chronos time going after the more that is never satisfying. But there's something spiritually that happens in our mundane day-to-day by God's design for us to yearn and desire Him. There's this drive for purpose. There's this desire to know purpose. There's this desire to walk in purpose. And when you get tired enough of the mundane Chronos time and ways of life, you will begin to look for the Kairos time of the Spirit of God. You will begin to look for the true structure, meaning, and infrastructure of what it is that your purpose and your destiny is on earth. So we experience present reality that falls short of the future we hope for and contemplate, right? We realize that everything that we do in the natural always falls short. It's never fully satisfying. We're never fully engulfed. Now, don't get me wrong. This isn't to say that we aren't to be content in the blessings and the prosperity that the Father gives us, but we want to tap into this God-designed part of us that needs more from Him, right? We want to get away from, thank you, Holy Spirit, we want to get away from the misconception of the enemy that we don't need to go after God until something wrong happens. We don't need to be consistent in our prayer life until we have a need. We don't need to get up every day and be in relationship with God by carving out quality Chronos time, right? So that we can experience Him in Kairos time. We don't only do that when we need to intercede for a brother or a sister. We don't need to only do that when we want to move to the next level in our career or in our relationship. But it should become a mindset and a lifestyle of habitually wanting and desiring to experience the Kairos time of God. It should be something that we contemplate as our future. It should be something that we contemplate as our legacy. So this is often this God design. Listen. I'm sorry. StreamYard has been tripping. And it just dropped the whole presentation. So I apologize to my podcast listeners. I apologize to those of you who are listening, but we are back. I'm telling you, the enemy doesn't want me to be consistent. He doesn't want me to go hard after this. And I don't blame stuff on the enemy. Like, I don't give him that much credit. He is not that dope, but he is ancient. He is skillful. And I can see where he's been very active in the day, but I hope that this encourages you, even in this flawed video or this flawed podcast recording, that we just have to continue to persevere. Like, you can't just stop. I'm a perfectionist. So right now, what I want to do in my Chronos natural time and flesh is in and start and re-record and tell you about the experience. But I'm not going to do that because that would give the enemy the victory. As I was saying, this God design desire and longing and urge, I like to call the gap. A healthy approach to life involves managing the tension between our present reality in Chronos and the picture of our preferred future, or mining the gap. So as we walk in Chronos time, there's a constant journey of learning how to manage in between the gap of the natural and the spirit, and how to walk simultaneously in both of them. How do we look for and recognize the Chronos time of God's spirit? What does that look like? How do we do that? For me, and I can only say from my experience, and I pray that this helps someone intuitively, it happens by first inviting the Holy Spirit to be present, to catalyze, to speak, to do whatever it is that He wants to do in our day. I went on this retreat, and I never forget this young lady giving me a word, and she was saying that the Holy Spirit wanted me to start my day with asking him, what are we doing today, Holy Spirit? And that was difficult for me because it meant that I had to change my routine. I never done that before. But now as I'm going into purpose, I want to know, Holy Spirit, what are we doing today? Holy Spirit, what am I to accomplish today? Holy Spirit, what am I to work on today as I develop the services, as I develop the product, as I increase and work on the platform? And so we have to learn how to invite the Holy Spirit to be present in all aspects of who we are. Second thing is, it involves asking him to give us a heightened awareness of his presence so that we can hear and see him in the middle of Chronos, in the middle of our day-to-day, in the middle of the mundane, in the middle of the overwhelmingness, right? We need to ask him to empower us to be aware of him. We talked about sensitivity to him yesterday. It only comes by him empowering us. So a practical prayer I want to give you guys, it looks like this. Holy Spirit, my God, be present with me in Chronos, the day-to-day, the ordinary. Help me to be loving in my relationships and giving to those around me. Help me to be diligent in doing the task immediately before me. Holy Spirit, I welcome you to speak, to move in an opportune and unexpected kairos way, divine, godly way. Holy Spirit, heighten my awareness and increase my sensitivity to your kairos. Cause me to open myself to those special moments when you are present and moving. Advance me toward a richer, more abundant life. Holy Spirit, finally, let me be equally grateful for both the Chronos and the Kairos to find you and embrace you amid both. I pray that blesses you. It's Holy Spirit, just give us a balance, right, between the two. I want to encourage you to seek the experience, the Spirit in both the Chronos and the Kairos times of your day to day. Try it out today or tomorrow. What does it feel like to walk in the natural, but think about things in the Spirit? Find a scripture that speaks about it and meditate on that scripture when you find pockets of time that it drops in your spirit, and practice meditating on that scripture and finding ways to do something that scripture is leading or calling for you to do. I pray that he pours out his favor on you in the process, and I pray that he enables you to mind the gap with joyful gratefulness. Now, listen, I want these series to be 30 minutes, and I'm 32 minutes over. I'm 2 minutes and 50 seconds over, thanks to the glitch. So I'm going to pause episode 3 there, and we're going to do episode 3, part 2 tomorrow, because I want to stay really consistent on keeping these in a tasteful time frame. And I know that I really am excited about the continuation piece. As I've been seeking and walking out purpose, listen, God has been allowing me to be exposed to more content. Listen, I was listening to Cindy Trim, and she was talking about the importance in this season and the need to be critical thinkers. And she was saying how, you know, when you're a critical thinker, when you read, like you just read because you're digging, right? You're looking for the more. And she was saying how in this new dispensation we're in this new way that we're walking, that we're going to have to dig for the more. We're going to have to desire more. We're going to have to look for the more. You know, something happened today, and I had to fight with the spirit of offense because I noticed that sometimes we just get used to what we're used to. And sometimes we don't want to go after the more because what we're doing works for us. And a lot of times we like to say that it where we are is where God would have us to be. But how is it that we have this infamous God who is layer upon layer But every day we're not looking for the more, not just saying we're looking for the more, but tangibly grabbing it and sharing it. If we all did that every day, if we got just a glimpse or a piece of the more that God has to show us, and it's something we're going to talk about in the next part of episode 3, we would be sharing it like crazy everywhere that we could. It would be products and services all over the place if you're an entrepreneur. It would be a testimony. It would be an activity. If maybe you're not an entrepreneur, but the career you have allows you to exercise your faith, or you go hard in the organization that you serve, and maybe you're on a team and it allows you to live within purpose, whatever that looks like, if we all went after the more, and we brought that spiritual more to the Chronos time and made it tangible to share with another, what would that look like? I pray that this part one of episode 3 series helped you out or blessed you. I'm excited about the next piece because it goes right into God giving me access to content that is driving and constantly fanning the flame of this hunger for purpose. And I can't wait to share these last few slides of this episode with you. So for Facebook, Spiritual Growth Academy, Facebook private group, until tomorrow. For Life Unapologetic with Athena, until next week, we will go back at it. I love you all so much, and I can't wait to wrap this up with you. Bye for now.